Newstalk's here, the Andrew Dickens Sunday Cafe. It's 11:29, and that is Scott McKenzie in San Francisco with flowers in her hair. And joining us to talk about travel, who's just been to San Francisco, it's Megan Singleton. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. Sans flowers in here, I have to say. Yeah, sorry about that, but I might look a little bit silly.
I know when I went to San Francisco, I went down to that park, the park that's towards the sea when you go...
Where the Golden Gate Bridge comes
yeah,
from.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see hippie dippy. That's the one, Golden Gate Park.
Yeah.
I wanted to see the hippie dippies with their flowers in their hair, but all I saw was a whole lot of sporty people playing frisbee.
Yeah, you need to go up to Haight & Ashbury. So that's up towards the Science Museum, and that's where all the hippie dippies are, and all the tattoo parlours and illicit kind of carryings on.
And what's amazing is that they still continue there these years later.
Yeah. It's not really a main touristy area. I mean, your bus, if you are going to take the bus up to the Science Museum, that is the way you go. It is a little scary, there's a lot of homeless people in San Francisco. I mean, I love the city. I've been many times. But it's one of the probably larger cities for homeless people in California.
Yeah,
a bit surprising, really, when you consider how absolutely fantastic that waterfront is, those two beautiful bridges, the Bay Bridge on the one end and Golden Gate on the other, Alcatraz in the middle. I mean, it's just so cliche, isn't it? Everything about that city before you even get there, really.
Well, I was surprised by it. I spent a week there when I came back from my OE, and after spending 3 years living in France and in England, it was amazing to come to San Francisco and see single-story wooden buildings, and I suddenly went, oh my goodness me, it's a modern, young city. It reminded me of New Zealand.
Yeah, and you might be talking about those houses, the Victorian ladies, I think they're called.
The Seven Sisters, yeah.
Yeah, and it was the start of that TV show, Full House.
Yeah.
And you sit on that park and you look at those beautiful old Victorian houses, and then you see the modern skyscrapers in the city behind it, and that's another, classic cliche shot that I've taken that photo too.
That's the difference between old world countries and new world countries, and that new world countries actually have modern downtowns, and they actually have a shape to them. There is actually you look at it and you can see the outline of them, whereas of course in Europe everything is just eight stories and flat.
And typically in America you've got the grid pattern that the cities were planned out in, so it's actually really easy to navigate yourself around. You get on one road, it takes you for kilometres and kilometres in one direction, and you cross it with another road, and it's easy to find yourself anywhere, really.
Yeah, now you did what I did as well. Is AT&T Park, is that the old Candlestick Park?
Well, they say it's 13 years old, so it's the one...
It's new
Giants
then.
Giants Stadium, I think, might also be its name.
Yeah.
I guess AT&T are the sponsor, so that's the name that's got embellished on it at the moment. So, no, it's I don't know which one.
No, it's not Candlestick. It's not Candlestick. It's a brand new park. And this is because the New York Giants were bought by San Francisco.
Ah, okay.
And they moved there.
You're a sport bunny. You're more sporty than I. Well, I went to a baseball game there, and the funny thing was, it was the World Series, and you know what America's like. I love to ask them how many teams are playing in the World Series this year, and it's only ever just America. What are you talking about? But this was actually the World Series of baseball, the World Classic, and it had countries from right through South America. And so I went and watched a game. I was invited by San Francisco Tourism to go and sit in the Giants Industries corporate box. Thank you very much.
Wow.
And hobnob there, and I sat up there and I've put a few photos, because honestly this is what we could have had in Auckland, this waterfront stadium where you look out over the sea and you see these sort of warships and stuff, although apparently that's not actually the Navy, it was just a fancy looking ship. And it's just fantastic. And to take in a sports game in America, I don't know about you, but I just love it. I don't care what it is. The hype is so exciting. And given, especially with baseball, at the end of the sixth inning, they all stand and sing, "Take me out to the ball game." And everyone roars into it. And I'd just go for that. It's fantastic.
Yep.
It's nice. So that's on the Embarcadero. So if you know that waterfront, you start at Fisherman's Wharf, which is, out where the boats go to Alcatraz and that sort of thing. And then you can walk. It's about 2 kilometres to walk down to the other end where the Bay Bridge is.
Wow.
And then the park is probably about another kilometre along. Easy walk, and also really easy to get around on public transport, because they've got all the trolley cars and the trains and stuff. It's easy there too.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, you've got Fisherman's Wharf with all those seals. Mm. The seals live on the... It's just incredible.
You usually smell them before you see them,
That's right.
Just lying there and lolling about, and you're like, oh, for goodness sake. But they're quite fun. You know, you take a few photos of those, but then eventually you move on and go and get yourself a seafood chowder and a sourdough bowl. It's perfect.
And then you go further towards the Golden Gate Bridge and you go through the Mission area, which was the area that was well demolished, basically, during the last earthquake, which was, what, 2020?
87.
87, yes, there we go. But they rebuilt that in a few years' time, and I always think that the Mission area, which had a lot of liquefaction because it was reclaimed land, is a model for Christchurch.
Wow, yeah.
So there we go.
Yeah, it must be. It will be too.
Now, you met a Kiwi girl making meat pies.
Well, I had heard rumours of this girl, and so I thought, I'm going to track her down, and I'm nothing if not a good stalker. So I spent quite a lot of time on the internet trying to find her, and eventually I did. And she is a Kiwi girl. She grew up in Onehunga. She's been living overseas for about 12 years, and she does run a pie business. She doesn't have a retail outlet, so I went to her house and she'd made me some to taste. And she used to sell them at farmers markets and through Williams Sonoma, which you may know is a big kitchen chain, beautiful, beautiful store. Anyway, she went and had two children, so that slowed her whole business empire down, she and her husband. So she's just taking corporate orders. But if you're in the US or you know friends who would love a little taste of New Zealand, I've written a blog about her with links directly to her website, and I know right now there's people listening who are planning to go and eat some New Zealand pies. Her favourite, and my favourite too after I tried it, was the butter chicken.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Well, I have a friend, Gemma Gracewood, who's also been making pies in New York City, and the problem with making meat pies in America is that they never put meat in their pies, they only put fruit in their pies, so the first time they have a savoury pie, it blows their mind.
Yes, I know. Funny, so that's what happened. So she came home, and she and her family are quite into the foodie thing. So apparently they were making just jaffle pies at home, and she went back to the States, made a few there, you know, let friends try them, and they were like, oh my God! And so suddenly a business grew. And she said, that's how it started. So she just sort of fell into it, really. So, and the other thing I found is a genuine fair dinkum flat white over at the ferry building, which is downtown at Embarcadero. So that was a really nice little find, because I don't know if you're
a fan. There's no flat whites anywhere.
No, I don't like the old Starbucks, but give me a genuine flat white any time. And that was right opposite the hotel that I stayed at, and I just have to give these guys a plug. It's called the Hotel Vitale, and it's one of the Joie de Vivre hotel group, and they're very funky boutique hotels. And they range from the price point right through from sort of budget to five-star. So this one being situated right down there on the opposite the ferry building down at Embarcadero is really nicely appointed to just shoot up on the F-Line car Mission Street to the shops, because there's a huge big Westfield Mall that was built there within the last 5 years. So that has helped with shopping, because San Francisco wasn't great for shopping. Union Square didn't have a lot of retail stores. They've got the big Macy's, of course, but then there were just a few little streets that you had to really find your way around. So now there's a massive shopping mall there. And then, of course, you're on the waterfront. And as I said, I walked all the way down Fisherman's Wharf past where the America's Cup.
Now, I was going to say, the one thing for New Zealanders is, of course, the America's Cup will be held in San Francisco. It's Russell Coote's new hometown. Did you notice it?
Yeah, well, I emailed everyone I knew, and they're actually still just starting to clear the space to start building the team bases and the, you know, the public seating area. But it is all going to be there about Pier 23, if you sort of can picture, that runs from the Bay Bridge right around to sort of 39, where Alcatraz boats go from. And so they do have an America's Cup office set up there. You know, those piers have the most beautiful buildings on them, beautiful old, you know, bricks, stone buildings that are just empty parking spaces at the moment, and they could be developed into anything. So at the moment they will become America's Cup hub. And I was talking to one of my mates who actually knows America's Cup sailing really well, and he was explaining that the masts on these catamarans are around 7 stories high. The speeds they get up to are just, it's incredibly dangerous. They actually will be sailing with oxygen tanks on their backs. That's like, it's going to be thrilling to watch.
45, 50 knots they can do with no motor. 45 to 50 knots. That's nearly 60 miles an hour.
Tip, and you can get stuck under that trampoline, and that's why they're going to have these oxygen tanks on their backs. So that's going to be just a fantastic thing to go and see,
All right.
I reckon.
You flew there, Air New Zealand. Good deals?
Yeah, they have got some great deals on at the moment. And, of course, they fly their 777-200 up to San Francisco, which has actually got a little bit more room than the 777-300. So I'm a bit of a fan of that route to San Francisco, directly on Air New Zealand. You can get the BART train straight into town, $8.25. You can get into the city on the train, or you can take a taxi. You know, I paid about $50 for mine, but there you go.
There we go. Now, all details about Megan's great trip to San Francisco on her website, bloggeratlarge.com. I'll let you go. Thank you. You've been very entertaining.
Thanks, Andrew.
I've had a text through reminding us that Wellington is the city sister city of Frisco. And they hate it being called Frisco, but there you go. But that was a text from Andrew. And I thank you so much, Megan. All the very best. Get back to your
Thanks, Andrew. Have you, Steph.